large timber sail right there, crossing the river on both sides. And he said, well, you know, that's just a bunch of big maples there, that whole little flap. And let's just leave them there. Just modify the boundary of the sail unit and just leave them there. Okay. Of course, the operator didn't care. All that just cost the money to have them filled. So, Wednesday, and that became a de facto riparian buffer for, I don't know, maybe 300 or 400 feet, something like that.
A 300 or 400 foot buffer, or just the length of the creek?
The length of it. Uh-huh. And then in, now that's 1962, and then in 68, that was me then. I said, let's actually create one. Everybody talks about them. Let's actually create one on a fork of so an alder fork of Big Creek, uh-huh, over the west side, a tributary to North 10 Mile Lake. Kind of a V-shaped canyon, and let's just leave a buffer on both sides.
Yeah.
And we did. And later we had a...
Where's that buffer located?
It's on Alder Fork, okay, of Big Creek, tributary to North 10 Mile Lake.
Uh-huh.
Back in the forest, maybe a mile.
Uh-huh.
And later we had a... that's the Army dredge. We had a tour by the secretary to the state land board.
Uh-huh.
And we were showing him around for us there. And we pointed that out as something that you just recently done. And they were immediately angry. I said, those are our trees on anyone in the state school fund. Who's going to pay us for them? Is Fish and Wildlife going to pay us for those trees you left down there as a buffer? I said, well, we don't think so. Just showing how things change over time. And now I think they're way too wide.
The buffers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen Mike Newton's work on buffers?
No.
He thinks that they're detrimental to the fish.
Well, you sure see it that way.
Huh? Why would that be?
Oh, because by shading it all out, instead of having sunlight, you don't have microorganisms, and then we're cut right down to the edge of the stream where they measured it. They did paired watershed studies. They had more fish and bigger fish. So they actually speculated that they'd get more fish with daylight. Nice. And then they demonstrated, at least in one creek for one study, that that's the case. And then the state totally ignored it. They didn't want to be
that's right
with facts.
Yeah.
Well.
And that it was a private study. See,
yeah.
That'd be a terrifying thing. Actually, a private study. Oh, heaven forbid.
Well, then they had buffer on the north side of streams, supposedly for cooling, and it's got nothing to do with cooling. It's got evapotranspiration.
Absolutely not.
So it's like probably contributing to warming. But there's no on the north side. It doesn't make any sense.
None.
Well, Jerry, you're on time to make it to Bible class.
I am so glad.
Now I want to make plans for the next trip, and you're good on Mondays and Fridays, is that correct?
Normally I am, yes.
Okay.
Today is a Tuesday?
Yep. Well, Jerry's here, and before we talk to David, is any of the next Mondays or Fridays, the next two, is that possible to plan a trip for?
That'd be a quick turnaround.
That'll be something that David wanted to go today as well, just ride along, and boy, that would have been crowded.
Right.
Plus a little bit distracting because we all didn't know each other.
Yeah, that's true.
Then let's see here. Looking ahead.
Let me grab my schedule.
I'm okay on Monday and Friday through November.
Through November?
Through November.
Okay. I'm good for the next 2 weeks, I know. But I don't have a portable calendar. Mine's on the wall. But I think I can find time to fit in with everybody else's schedule if need be. The first Monday usually I have a luncheon on that, but they're going to be in China. So I think I'm pretty good, too.
In fact, for the rest of this year.
Wow. So all Mondays and
Mondays
Fridays.
Mondays and Fridays.
Okay. Does that fit in with your schedule at all?
Well, Mondays are pretty hard because it takes 5 hours to get here.
Oh, wow.
You have to do a Sunday. Leave Sunday.
We could leave on a Sunday.
Fridays make for an awful long week for us.
So where are you coming from? 5 hours? That's
Bend.
Oh, wow.
Our real property unit, I guess you would call it. Our real property unit is based out of the Bend field office.
Uh-huh.
So 2 weeks out would be the 23rd. I would prefer not to do the 30th.
30th won't work. That's Halloween or something, isn't it? No, it's the day before Halloween.
I'm going to vow for the last 16 years I've been gone on Halloween. I'm going to stay home on Halloween this year.
So if we were going to do a Monday, it would be the 23rd or November 6th.
How does the 23rd look for you? Is that a Monday?
It is.
Okay.
It's good for me.
It works for me.
Well, 23rd is, if I'm going, I'm going to be in Salem on the 20th or the 22nd, so I can't come over on Sunday.
Okay. Well.
But.
So you'd be coming from Salem?
Well, my daughter's got a water polo tournament in Salem, so I'm going to be over there till probably late Sunday.
I understand how that is.
So.
I'm coming from Cottage Grove. My thing is, like, I work nights.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. So I usually have to plan about a day ahead of time to get sleep.
Right.
You have to get back to bed with the trailer, turn around. I wouldn't be pulling in until 3 o'clock
so
in the morning.
So, if we were to do a Tuesday again, would it be the same thing, Jerry, where you'd need to be back by 3?
My Tuesdays are kind of set up in the air because I've been volunteering in the schools, mm-hmm. normally Tuesday mornings. So that hasn't begun. I'm going to right now. What time is it?
It's 2:47.
I'm going to make it on time.
Right on time.
It's the training session for that school volunteer stuff for this year.
Oh, good.
So after this week, then I'll know what my timing is for Tuesday mornings.
Okay. I didn't find out till Friday when I contacted you that we had to be back by 3 today. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's...
That's why I made plans with the...
Yeah, no.
That's it for today. That's good.
But we want to take David next time. That'll be a little bit crowded, but go to Gould's Lake and the Elkhorn Ranch and the Old Maid's Cabin.
Yeah, that's good.
And Fern Cabin, and so there's that's all up right parallel to where we went today.
There really is nothing at Fern Cabin. It's just a standing young timber.
There's got to be some ferns there. I'm investing in the ferns.
All right. I think I can go. I go along with you there. There used to be a giant mud hole where you had to chain up to get through that on the main road.
There's several patches out there that are cultural, but it's hard to get the key ones.
That's true.
That's fern patches, salmonberry patches, maybe camas. Huckleberry, it looks to me like that's not the, I'm just not familiar with evergreen huckleberries with tribes using them so much. I know they use them, but it might not be as a major crop. Skunk cabbage, Larson drained that whole, they said the entire area was skunk cabbage.
It was.
And then they drained it and converted it to pasture.
It really was.
1800s. So there are areas like, and we saw that spring today along Indian Trail, that's starting to tie together. Well, should we wait and figure out what fits your guys' schedule best? I'm going to be flexible, but Jerry's, it looks like Mondays and Fridays are the ideal.
I hope it'll be Monday or Friday.
Let me before you get out, let me move over. I realize that.
Just a little bit tight.
A little tight. This thing doesn't fit in the conventional parking spot.
I can make it,
but
it's a little tight.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jim, right there.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Been a good trip.
Yep, thank you.
Jerry.